The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news. The 14th Beijing International Film Festival is scheduled for April 18th to 26th, with Serbian director Emir Kusturica chairing the international jury for the Tian Tan Award. The organizers said that a total of 15 films will contend for this year's Tian Tan Award, selected from a record-breaking application pool of 1,500 films from 118 countries and regions. Brazil has been invited to be the guest of honor at this year's event, as 2024 marks the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Brazil. A number of Brazilian filmmakers and representatives of film and TV companies will attend the festival, with a series of Brazilian movies set to be screened in Beijing. During the festival, more than 240 domestic and international films with diverse themes will be shown across more than 20 cinemas in Beijing and its neighboring Tianjin municipality and Hebei province. Launched in 2011, the festival aims to boost exchanges between global industry players. It has attracted increasing international attention thanks to China's booming film market.
You're listening to Special English.
More than 200 items or collections of cultural relics from Luxembourg are being exhibited in Zhengzhou in central China's Henan province. The exhibition, entitled Small but Beautiful Treasures of Cultural Heritage from Luxembourg, is being staged at Henan Museum, featuring cultural relics including stoneware, pottery, bronzeware, and oil paintings. The exhibition is being held in accordance with cooperation agreements reached between the Henan Provincial Administration of Cultural Heritage and the National Museum of Archaeology, History and Art of Luxembourg, and has been taking place since 2017. In 2018, 145 items or collections of artifacts unearthed in Henan were exhibited in Luxembourg. The curator of Henan Museum, Ma Xiaolin, expressed hope that the exhibition will offer Chinese visitors a glimpse into Luxembourg's history, culture, and social life, while also boosting the friendship between the two peoples so as to promote cultural exchanges and mutual learning. The exhibition is open to the public free of charge and runs until August the 4th.
This is Special English.
12 Olympic gold medalists and 27 world champions have confirmed their participation in this year's World Athletics Diamond League in Xiamen, in southeast China's Fujian province. As the season opening event of the Diamond League, the Xiamen stop will be held at the Egret Stadium on April the 20th. The newly released list of participants includes men's pole vault world record holder Armand Duplantis, women's 1500 meter Olympic and world champion Faith Kipyegon, as well as men's 100 meter world champion Johan Blake. Renowned Chinese athletes will also compete, including women's shot put Olympic champion Gong Lijiao, women's discus throw world champion Feng Bin, and men's triple jump Olympic silver medalist Zhu Yaming. Peter Statsny, CEO of Diamond League AG, said that Xiamen has already become a trusted and respected member of the worldwide athletics community after successfully staging the event last year. Statsny noted that last year, athletes set an extraordinary level and achieved incredible results at the event, helping to deliver the best season ever since the introduction of the Diamond League in 2010. The Diamond League is one of the highest level and most influential athletics series in the world. Xiamen hosted its first ever Diamond League event in 2023, featuring 151 athletes from almost 40 countries and regions. The Xiamen competition witnessed four world-leading results.
You're listening to Special English.
An upgraded version of the international web portal of Beijing has been launched. Located at english.beijing.gov.cn, the new version of the portal focuses on enhancing Beijing's role as a center for international exchange and serves as a platform for the release of information and the provision of public services, among other functions. It is accessible in 9 languages, including English, Korean, Japanese, German, and others. Full process online services for foreigners and foreign-funded enterprises are now provided on the portal. Passport information can be used to access convenient services on the portal, including payment, transportation, and medical services. The site's events calendar area focuses on the city's exhibitions, performances, sports events, consumption options, tourist activities, and more, providing information for foreigners looking to delve deeper into Beijing. Beijing Service, the official English language WeChat account of the portal, also caters to the diverse needs of foreign-funded enterprises and foreigners in Beijing.
This is Special English.
Sideline Story brings you all things sports related. The hottest topics, latest events, juiciest stories, all with a very personal take. Subscribe to Sideline Story Podcast for heated sports discussions covering events that are happening in China and around the world.
You've been listening to programs from CGTN Radio.
CGTN Radio.
We invite you to visit us online for more audio, pictures, and in-depth reports. At radio.cgtn.com, you can access a wide range of programs and find your favorite news, talk, features, entertainment shows, and podcasts. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio.
This is Special English.
China's 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope has received applications from 15 foreign countries and approved a total of some 900 hours of observation access for foreign research teams since March 2021. According to Sun Chun, the engineer in charge of measurement and control of the telescope, the 15 countries include Germany, Italy, and France, and the applications mainly involve fast radio burst observations, pulsar observations, and neutral hydrogen surveys. Considered the world's largest single dish and most sensitive radio telescope, the opening up of the equipment to the world means that now astronomers have the possibility to perform experiments that were previously not possible due to insufficient telescope sensitivity. That is according to British astronomer Ralph Etuff, who now works at the National Astronomical Observatories of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Etuff added that a prime example is the potential to detect pulsars located in external galaxies. Currently, the annual observation time of the telescope is around 5,300 hours, and it plays an important role in the continuous output of scientific research achievements. Located in a deep and round karst depression in southwest China's Guizhou province, the telescope was officially opened to international scientists on March the 31st, 2021.
You're listening to Special English.
China's independently developed AS-700 civil manned airship has made a successful maiden ferry flight in central China's Hubei province. According to the developer, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, the first air vehicle is scheduled to be delivered by the end of this year. During the flight, the airship took off from Jingmen Jianghe Airport and landed at an airport in Jingzhou after a flight lasting 1 hour and 46 minutes. Lin Hong, pilot of the ferry flight, said the airship has the ability to take off and land vertically in a narrow field and is more mobile and flexible than other types of airship. Zhou Lei, chief designer of the airship project, said that the flight fully verified the AS-700's flight communication, facility loading, as well as takeoff and landing capabilities, laying the foundation for subsequent longer distance flights. Since the vehicle obtained the type certificate in China last year, the company has received intent orders for 18 units of the airship. The customers are mainly involved in the low-altitude sightseeing tourism sector. The airship's development team has planned upgrading to further expand the application scenario to emergency rescue, urban public services, and other fields. The single capsule manned airship has a maximum carrying capacity of 10 people, including the pilot. It has a maximum takeoff weight of 4,000 kilograms, a flight range of 700 kilometers, and a maximum endurance of 10 hours.
This is Special English.
An independently developed tunnel boring machine has rolled off the production line in Changsha, in central China's Hunan province, marking the sixth such machine China has produced for export to Italy. Measuring 9 meters in diameter, the machine will be used in the construction of a high-speed railway tunnel linking Sicily's regional capital, Palermo, and Catania, another city on the island of Sicily. According to its builder, China Railway Construction Heavy Industry Corporation, the machine adopts several new technologies to better operate under the local geological and hydrological conditions, making it more energy efficient. The company is one of China's major heavy machinery producers, dedicated to the research, design, and manufacturing of underground engineering and rail transit equipment. Its products have been exported to over 30 countries and regions.
You're listening to Special English.
A database platform of ancient books has been launched in Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, focusing on culture in northern China. The online platform is expected to provide important support for the rescue, protection, as well as inheritance, development, and utilization of ancient books and documents. The platform, jointly developed by Inner Mongolia University and Inner Mongolia Academy of Social Sciences, has digitized more than 11,000 volumes of ancient Mongolian books and 1 million images of ancient documents. According to Fei Long, professor at the School of Computer Science at Inner Mongolia University, by using advanced AI technologies such as image retrieval, text recognition, and knowledge graphs, the platform can automatically identify the content of ancient books and carry out automatic proofreading, indexing, and classification, providing strong technical support for ancient book retrieval and research. Niima Tashu, an academician at the Chinese Academy of Engineering, said the platform reflects the deep integration between modern information technology and traditional cultural heritage protection, and represents great progress in the field of the digital protection of cultural heritage.
This is Special English.
A rare Guizhou snub-nosed monkey named Xiaofan has given birth to a baby in southwest China's Mount Fanjingshan region. The Fanjingshan National Nature Reserve Administration announced that the baby monkey is in sound health. It is Xiaofan's fourth baby in the past 8 years. The rare Guizhou snub-nosed monkey, also known as the Guizhou golden monkey, is exclusively nestled within the expanse of Mount Fanjingshan, a UNESCO World Natural Heritage Site. The species is under top-level protection in China and has been listed as critically endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. According to Yang Wei, head of the Guizhou Snub-Nosed Monkey Research Center at the Nature Reserve, the breeding period of the monkeys has been shortened from 3 years to 2 years at the center. among the three species of golden snub-nosed monkeys endemic to China, the Guizhou snub-nosed monkey is the one with the smallest population, the narrowest habitat, and the least ecological information. The population of these rare monkeys has grown to an estimated 700 to 800 individuals. At present, there are 9 captive Guizhou snub-nosed monkeys at the research centre.
This is Special English.
That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read 2 of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
12 Olympic gold medalists and 27 world champions have confirmed their participation in this year's World Athletics Diamond League in Xiamen in southeast China's Fujian province. As the season-opening event of the Diamond League, the Xiamen stop will be held at the Egret Stadium on April the 20th. The newly released list of participants includes men's pole vault world record holder Armand Duplantis, women's 1500-meter Olympic and world champion Faith Kipyegon, as well as men's 100-meter world champion Johan Blake. Renowned Chinese athletes will also compete, including women's shot put Olympic champion Gong Li Zhao, women's discus throw world champion Feng Bin, and men's triple jump Olympic silver medalist Zhu Yaming. Peter Stastny, CEO of Diamond League AG, said that Xiamen has already become a trusted and respected member of the worldwide athletics community after successfully staging the event last year. Stastny noted that last year athletes set an extraordinary level and achieved incredible results at the event, helping to deliver the best season ever since the introduction of the Diamond League in 2010. The Diamond League is one of the highest level and most influential athletics series in the world. Xiamen hosted its first ever Diamond League event in 2023. Featuring 151 athletes from nearly 40 countries and regions, the Xiamen competition witnessed 4 world-leading results.
You're listening to Special English.
China's 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope has received applications from 15 foreign countries and approved a total of some 900 hours of observation access for foreign research teams since March 2021. According to Sun Chun, the engineer in charge of measurement and control of the telescope, the 15 countries include Germany, Italy, and France, and the applications mainly involve fast radio burst observations, pulsar observations, and neutral hydrogen surveys. Considered the world's largest single-dish and most sensitive radio telescope, the opening up of the equipment to the world means that now astronomers have the possibility to perform experiments that were previously not possible due to insufficient telescope sensitivity. That is according to British astronomer Ralph E. Tuff, who now works at the National Astronomical Observatories of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Etuff added that a prime example is the potential to detect pulsars located in external galaxies. Currently, the annual observation time of the telescope is about 5,300 hours, and it plays an important role in the continuous output of scientific research achievements. Located in a deep and round karst depression in southwest China's Guizhou province, the telescope was officially opened to international scientists on March the 31st, 2021.
That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.